worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here.
It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
It's hot, I'm sweating, and I didn't shower yet today, so please don't put your nose right there.
Mickey.
I'll go around the back door.
And Lazy E.
Fart.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
You don't understand! We're fighting for our lives!
I don't get the reference. It's the R. Kelly interview.
Oh, yeah.
We're fighting for this 30 years of my career! 30 years of my career!
He had a 30-year career?
Something like that. I don't know. I don't really care. R. career is...
Did I peed on you?
R. Kelly in the studio. How about that? Welcome to A Freak Accident. We won't pee on you, though. My name is Crisco. That's Lazy E.
But we will keep you captive like R. Kelly did.
Yes, we will keep you captive, and probably against your will, too, because let's be honest, this show's terrible, and you're here not of your own volition. There's no way.
No, this show is great. You know how this works?
I got Mickey to admit that the show is great. We did it. We finally arrived. Thank you, Mickey.
Wow.
That's Mickey, by the way. What's up? How are you?
I don't even know what to say right now.
He's speechless.
Yeah. The website, by the way, is freakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And the email address is freaks@freakaccident.com if you'd like to reach out and touch us. We'll touch back, but not in the R. Kelly way.
No.
In the consensual, modern,
technology way.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, if they email us, it's consent.
Our tendrils reach far and wide, and they'll reach out to you and tickle you in the areas that you didn't know you were ticklish.
Why are we going down this road?
I don't know.
That got very weird.
I feel like we should U-turn it and go back the other direction.
Yes, please.
Welcome to the podcast. It's a freak accident. The website is... Oh, wait, I did that part already.
Yeah.
Maybe not that far back. Mickey, no. Are you cold or what?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I mean, admittedly, it's like springtime and it's frozen outside.
Yeah.
It's second winter.
Yeah, right. Which we've had now on the local weather anyway here in the Northeast. We've had two terrible Marches in a row.
Yep.
Last year was like 30 inches of snow and like 3 degrees below average. The year before was like 20 inches of snow and 2 degrees below average. What's this year going to hold? I mean, so far it's been bone cold.
Like, I'll take that over snow.
Yeah, I don't want any more precipitation. I'll stick with just the coal.
Yeah.
But man, I'll tell you what I'm not happy about is the pothole situation.
Oh.
And you know, I don't know what it is. This year, it seems way worse than in years past.
I hit one where I actually felt like my whole body went to the core of the earth.
I had a similar, leaving the movie theater over the weekend. Went to see the Lego Movie 2, the second part.
Yeah.
It's great, by the way.
Okay.
And hit a pothole, and I swear, like, my soul jumped out of my body, and I was looking at myself for a minute.
You don't want to be a part of this.
Before I, like, snapped back into my physical form and then got a flat tire on top of.
I was going to say, did you get a flat tire
out
of it? I was real close the other day. I got out. There's a nice ding in my rim.
Mm.
I'm waiting.
Yeah. That's the thing. I hit it, and Hello Nurse goes, ooh, that didn't feel good. I said, it didn't sound good either. And then as we're driving, I hear the
dun, 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 dun.
She's like, what is that? I'm like, that is a flat tire. So yep. I drove on it up to Arena, the bar, because we went to grab some food there after the movie. And there I am in the parking lot cranking up my jack, you know, getting the donut on, which I heard they don't make donuts for cars anymore. Is that real?
Well, it's Ash Wednesday now, so no.
Well done.
Thank you.
It's Poshkies, right?
Or Fasnacht.
Right.
Oh. Didn't expect that kind of Chinese to come out of me,
huh? I did not at all. Yeah, so I don't know what it is. And then, of course, like some dingus, not to get all Politicrisco, but some dingus on Facebook the other day is complaining about, because I said taxation is theft. They're like, oh, that's stupid. Taxation's the only reason you didn't die in a coal mine at 13 years old. I'm like, How do you draw? How do you connect those dots?
I didn't die in a coal mine because that's not a normal job anymore.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah, technology and society has progressed beyond coal mining, and it wasn't because of taxes. But it's always the same thing. Oh, my roads. Oh, yeah, I see all of my tax money laying in the bottom of those potholes that I keep wrecking my rims on and getting flat tires from. Government's doing a great job keeping the roads traversable. Spectacular.
Yeah.
I hate them.
My favorite thing is, like, when they just throw macadam into the hole. Like, there'll be a really bad one, and they just dump, like, that temporary crap in it.
And it lasts right back out.
Couple hours, it's in there. And then the next day, it's right back to being garbage. And then just more macadam. It's like, wow, yeah, this is, that's great. I'm glad my money's being wasted in such a, an efficient manner.
Oh, yeah.
So everything sucks, including...
This week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally, the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years.
I love Al Trebek. He kept that snarky humor that he always has, but that's awful.
God, man. What is the saddest news I've heard today? Answered in the form of a question.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a bummer. We're pulling for you, Alex. Like you said, you've got 3 years left in your contract, and I've got many years left in my heart for more of your snarky riposte against people who answer questions in a stupid, stupid way.
I'm not sure I'm going to make it past that remark you just made.
Well, no, the best thing was on Twitter today after he broke that news, people were sharing the best sick Alex Trebek burns from over the years.
Oh, he is the best at that.
Right? That's what I mean. I feel like maybe I feel a compilation coming on in the near future on a podcast or something. Maybe like next week or so.
You should put it together.
I should. I don't have the time, but I'll figure something out. Anyway, on the show today, we have plenty of time for plenty of nonsense, including a lot of hysterical stories out of our favorite state in the union.
It's the Florida man.
Yes, the Florida man. Who is he? Where's he come from? Where's he gone? We'll find out right here on A Freak Accident. Mickey, you're going to love this.
Oh, boy.
It's everything we love.
There's alligators involved, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
There are some new rules of communicating in the digital era that we'll share with you. Of course, if you're a millennial, you probably already know. So this is we're targeting our older demographics
now,
here.
You know what? I think it also goes for younger. It's kind of going back in the day when they say, you know, don't call after 8 o'clock. That used to be the new rule or whatever, 8 o'clock at night. This is kind of in that vein.
How about this one? Don't digital. Call me, period. Just don't call. I don't want to talk to you. Not you. Oh. The hypothetical person on the other side of this microphone.
What about call me maybe?
I just met you, though. This is crazy.
And here's my number. So call me maybe.
Yeah, all right, maybe.
We just Jepsoned you.
What's next?
Jepsoned. Definitely not a way to communicate in the modern era, so add that to the list. We've got a Twitter discussion from over the weekend this would have been last weekend.
Yeah, last
week. Because we teased this last week on the show. Could you beat up the most famous person with your name?
We have some responses on Facebook.
And we'll share our own as well. And we've got the most common lies we collectively tell, including some tips on how to spot a liar. Is their name Mickey? Are they looking at me right now? There's two tips. I'm on to you.
Yeah. Oh, both of them are now pointing at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we have time, we've got an amazing thread from Reddit. Giving you some inspiration for April Fool's Day, which is right around the corner.
Yeah.
So we'll get to all of that, or at least most of it. Who knows? Maybe a little more, maybe a little less, maybe nothing at all. The only way to find out for sure is to keep on listening. Yeah.
You gotta know when to hold 'em, when to fold 'em, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is A Freak Accident. Florida
man, life got a hand for you. Man, I love when we find a song that just fits perfectly.
There's no better song for this segment.
It's like a, what do you call it? A bespoke suit, right? It's like perfectly...
Calm your language, mister.
Why did that end so suddenly?
Because I wanted to put emphasis on my syllable. This was last week. I explained this to you. God!
Emphasis. So this is the tale of a man who probably needs his own comic book as soon as possible.
It's the Florida Man.
With Florida Man, right? The world's least impressive superhero.
Great.
But most interesting man.
So as anybody who's been following this show for any length of time is aware, and, you know, we've been here this entire time, so we're well aware.
Well, Mickey, maybe. It's dicey.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mickey may or may not remember. We'll find out. But we've always enjoyed whenever there's a news story out of Florida, because it seems like the zaniest, kookiest stuff happens in Florida.
It's been for a while, too. This has always been a radio thing.
Yeah.
Like, since... I don't know. It feels like the dawn of time of radio. Every funny story comes from Florida.
You would think, because it seems like the weirdest stuff, the stupidest stuff, it always happens in Florida. We even, you'll frequently hear when we talk about a ridiculous news story, we're always saying, what do we say?
Probably from Florida.
Yeah, was this in Florida? It has to be. It's either there or Wisconsin. Those are the top two.
But then that's why it's the Florida Man. Every one of these news stories always start out with, a man from Florida.
Yeah, or a Florida man is in jail today for, you know, eating way too much cotton candy and then thinking that he could float to the sun. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
He was arrested for being on bath salts and he was actually chewing off children's heads the whole time.
Yeah, that was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, people were eating each other
in
Florida.
I forgot about that.
Because they were tripping on bath salts.
Right.
Yeah, that's where they thought the zombie outbreak was happening.
Wow, that was such a throwback.
Right? Florida, ooh. Yo. It's where all this stuff happens.
Florida, yeah.
Plus, Florida's just a weird place. It's hot. It's filled with, like, ridiculously huge bugs and mosquitoes that will eat you alive. There's prehistoric monsters just walking the streets in the form of alligators. Snakes live in your toilet. It's just a terrible, awful place.
And the dynamic of people, you have the really old, and then you have, like, the gator hunters.
Right.
Like, it's a scary combination.
Literally half of the population of Florida is made up of swamp people.
Yeah.
And the other half knock up our age range in the United States.
Right. And then there's Disney employees. That's pretty much it.
That is Florida.
The entire population. There's roads that just go to nowhere. Lanes that just end suddenly. Every single frigging road has a toll booth. And they're all different, too. So you can't get, like, an easy pass to just go through all of them. You got to pay. You got to have a different easy pass for each toll cluster, depending on where you're traveling. It's a nightmare place.
Oh, and they have pythons.
Yeah, and gigantic spiders and sinkholes that will just open up and swallow you and your entire family whole, along with your house and all you hold dear.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Cape Canaveral.
Oh, yeah, that's a fun place for the family and yourself.
And beaches, and also measles outbreaks. So Florida's a weird place, is the point that we're trying to make. But this entire idea of Florida Man was put together by the Miami Herald.
Embrace it.
Just embrace it. Laugh at yourselves. It's fine. We've got a lot of listeners in Florida. People are weird.
You get it.
That's probably why you're listening to us. It's okay. But this is the Florida Man Top 10.
Top 10.
I'm just going to, in my mind, my headcanon is this is one man.
Oh, no, it is.
It's one superheroic man wearing, like, a bath towel as a cape and no pants, and he's just running around Florida.
And Disney ears.
Right, yeah, Mickey Mouse ears. Yeah, and he's just running around doing these things. So here are the top 10. Number one, Joshua James and the gator through the Wendy's drive-thru.
Alligator.
Alligator.
I told you. There had to be.
Alligator.
We're talking about Florida. Alligator. Of course there's going to be alligators.
Can be your friend, can be your friend, can be your friend too.
I have a feeling that's not going to be the first time we hear that song in this segment.
Well, it wasn't the first. That was the first.
Well,
it probably won't be the last.
Probably won't be the last. Sorry.
He's traveling through time right now. Like his body is stationary, but his mind is transcendent.
Whoa, we could go back to R. Kelly. My mind is telling me no, but my body.
So this guy basically, he pulled his pickup truck up to the fast food restaurant and threw an alligator through the window at people.
We covered that story.
Yeah, we did talk about that, didn't we?
Yeah, because you think about people throwing back drinks. Yeah. I've heard that a million times. Or the prank where they throw back the milkshake.
Right.
But
he threw a gator.
A gator. So that, like, that's a Florida milkshake.
It was something. Gators, the Florida milkshake.
That's our t-shirt.
It has to be now. Number two was the Deerfield Beach reptile store owner. Guess where this one's going? You want to just get it queued up? Be ready?
I'm all ready.
Benjamin Herman Siegel, 40 years old.
He's a seagull? Wow, Florida is weird.
He threw a bearded dragon lizard.
Oh, no.
In the air. Swung it around and slapped his employees with the thing.
Wow.
Yeah, he used this lizard as a club to bludgeon his malcontent employees.
Here's
with.
The thing. When you're a boss, the big thing is you have to teach them a lesson they'll never forget. You will not forget that ever.
So this is also interesting. The Broward Sheriff's Office arrest report dictated that it was like something out of Game of Thrones.
Did they abuse an animal?
I don't recall Daenerys Targaryen ever, like, picking up a dragon lizard and slapping her enemies with it. I don't remember that episode.
Yeah, it's one of the editors.
Maybe it'll be in the final season. We just got the trailer. Who knows what might happen?
Yeah, it's bearded lizards coming at you.
So, yeah, there's that.
And it only gets better.
Yeah.
Florida man.
The Florida man who said he didn't remember going to a Honda of Ocala.
That's a place in Florida, I think. The Honda of Ocala. It sounds like a car dealership.
I have no idea. Yes.
It does. Yeah. Come on down to Honda of Ocala and get a great deal on a Civic. Soup it up and you can be ready for the next Fast and Furious installment. Ugh. Yes, it's Honda of Ocala, only in Florida. And taking two large screen television sets, putting them in an SUV on the showroom floor, driving through the dealership's double glass doors, crashing into another vehicle, and abandoning the SUV at the entrance of a subdivision.
So it was a car dealership.
Yeah.
Yeah, Honda of Ocala. It's the official sponsor of a freak accident. When you want to run through the dealership with your car, go to Honda of Ocala.
Yeah, so he had two large screen TVs, he threw them in the SUV, and then just drove down the street and crashed it and abandoned it.
That seems like a pointless crime.
Yeah. First of all, where did you get those TVs from?
In the showroom.
Oh, so he walked into the showroom, took the two TVs, threw them in the back of an SUV, and then tried to drive off with the whole shebang.
But, like, abandoning it just seems like you wasted everything.
Right.
Hmm. This is interesting. This was in an apartment complex on the Hillsborough River. When somebody tied a 12-foot-tall alligator to a tree with a parachute cord.
Alligator.
Alligator. And then proceeded to feed it to cats.
The cats ate the alligator?
Apparently.
Well, I guess if it's tied up and it can't do anything.
Nature's little monsters.
I didn't think they would do that. Although, I didn't think ants were crazy until me and my friends put them... We made a little, like, ant farm out of a jar.
What did all the uncles do? While the ants were stuck on the ant farm.
It's an aunt.
I just... What I love is your face. If anybody could have saw your face, you're like...
So excited.
No, but we made one, and then... My friend's dad caught a bee and he goes, let's see what happens. Drops it in there. They were hanging from the tail, ripping it apart.
Yeah.
Oh, vicious.
Yeah. I mean, I've always wanted to try alligator meat, though.
Yeah, I know. You said this last week.
Did I?
Yeah.
Not on the show, though.
Oh.
Oh, no, that was on the show?
I don't think so.
I don't know. We talk.
Yeah.
Not just on microphone. These things happen.
Yeah.
I want to try alligator and shark.
I've tried both.
I haven't ascended to the top of the food chain and not eat everything.
Yeah, we have that right.
Right? Absolutely.
Lion?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I want as many endangered species as possible.
Yeah, penguin, you know, rhinoceros.
I'm mad I missed out on the dodo.
Right?
That was probably delicious.
Probably tasted just like chicken, only better because it's endangered.
Yeah, I know. Endangered chicken.
We've got a Florida man who bit off his girlfriend's thumb during a late night run to Taco Bell.
What?
Thumbs up. That seems like there's... Why?
She gave Taco Tuesday one thumb down because she has no choice
now. Does it say why he bit it?
Miami New Times reported that Ricardo Davis and his unnamed girlfriend. Her name is unnamed.
Stumped.
Yeah. thumbless, got into an argument on the way to the fast food restaurant in Palm Bay when he just bit her thumb off. I mean, I guess that's a reasonable reaction to an argument.
Big fan of
Mike Tyson.
Florida people.
Yeah, I guess.
Big fan of Mike Tyson.
That was ears.
Well, yeah, but biting off anything.
All right.
Or a Dahmer fan.
Yeah.
Whatever.
A naked Florida man.
Ooh.
Who danced in a fire while holding a knife, chanting in an unknown language. This was according to Cape Coral police. The man, John Hennessy, 27, was doped up on Hennessy and probably a mild a mild cocktail of other elements, dropped the knife and then swung a wooden stick at officers after burning himself in the fire in the front yard of a home on the afternoon of June 18th. Police surmised he may have been on psychedelic mushrooms.
He's going to be a lot of pain when he's off of those mushrooms.
Yeah.
He might be. I hate how they said that.
I'm just picturing this guy standing in a fire holding a knife going, "Aloku, aloku, adawa," and then the officers are like, "Sir, you're going to burn to death." And then he just picks up a stick and starts swinging it at him. Yeah, the best thing is like his picture. Do you see this?
Oh, that is a guy that jumps in fires a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like Meatloaf after a really bad weekend bender.
He looks awesome. Like every member of Black Sabbath that's still alive.
Oh, actually, that wasn't him. That's this next one, which makes sense considering this story. Death metal musician's home festooned with flamethrowers, weapons, and ammo, then erupted into a heavy metal fire. Yes, the guitarist for Cannibal Corpse, Patrick O'Brien, was arrested in December 2018. Police said the 53-year-old musician forced his way into a neighbor's house while his burned, pushed one of the occupants to the ground, and then lunged at deputies with a knife. His bandmates told Rolling Stone a week later that he was getting the help he needed. The band is touring with a replacement guitarist currently.
You think he was just prepping for the next album?
Yeah, he just had a stockpile of weapons in there. It was for the cover art. He was gonna make something out of them.
Admittedly.
Yeah, fire.
You always hear these people that are fans of these bands going, "Oh, they don't live the lifestyle." He lives the lifestyle.
Yeah, he eats
or lived.
For like the whole band.
Yeah. The rest of them are like, "We're just gonna read."
He literally eats bullets and warms his bath water with flamethrowers. That dude is metal AF.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to be friends with him.
Yeah, probably not. Florida man was then released from jail on an auto theft charge. He immediately broke into another car in the jail's parking lot.
Wow.
Upon being released. And was caught because a deputy was sitting behind the wheel at the time that he tried to carjack the vehicle.
That's got to be an awkward moment.
And
I'm going to steal this vehicle.
Blame him for being high or drunk or anything because he was incarcerated.
Yes.
Yeah, how dumb do you look at the front seat at least.
He was then marched right back into the correctional facility and booked on a second attempted auto theft charge.
Do you think he tried to fight it? I didn't try to do that.
Well, considering his name is Clade Carpuzzi, cars right at his name. He could just blame it on, "Look, I'm just addicted to these things."
Yeah, it's my name. Sorry. Right.
Florida man, younger though. This was in his early days. This was the prequel to Florida Man.
What number is this? Are we on
number 9?
Oh,
a Florida teen gets turned on in a Tampa Bay Walmart.
Oh,
gets turned on.
Oh.
I should say I put the wrong emphasis on those words.
Yeah,
a Florida teen gets turned on in a Tampa Bay Walmart.
Aroused is what we mean.
Right? How? I mean, have you seen the people of Walmart? I don't care what you're looking at.
Oh, what are you talking about?
You're surrounded by that filth.
Yeah. Show me that butt crack.
You're surrounded by that filth. It's just like, it's like a genetic trigger. It's like fight or flight. You're just constantly on alert when you're in Walmart. I know I am.
I don't think for Florida people.
Yeah, show me that stomach hanging low.
So are you saying that Florida is the Walmart of America?
Yes.
I think we've said that on this show before.
We might have.
But we'll stand by it.
It makes absolute perfect sense. Yeah, we don't find... The article then says, "We don't find anything remotely sexy about Walmart." To each their own, though, I guess.
Do you know what I find sexy? The hot deals.
So this was Brooksville police said Sean Johnson, 19, came to the store's loss prevention staffer's attention on October 2014 because he plucked a stuffed horse toy off a shelf and then took it to the bedding department.
Oh.
Where they say he used it as an aid. if you get where that is going and what it means.
We talked about this like maybe last year. Remember that strange obsession show and the person fell in love with a stuffed animal?
Yeah.
That's kind of like that deal, probably. Yeah.
Well, at least he was considerate, because after he was done, DNA and all, he returned the stuffed animal to the shelf where he found it.
Oh. Do you think it was like half price after that or something?
That's what I'm saying. Look, imagine what else in Walmart has been used for nefarious purposes and is now back in stock.
That's why I don't shop there.
Exactly.
I don't know. If it's out of box, it's cheap. I'm going for it.
Nope.
And then finally, number 10.
Ooh, this is a biggie.
Florida man fires muskets at cars on the 7 Mile Bridge.
The South shall rise!
Literally going back to 1812, like with this crap.
Not saying that it's ever good to shoot at cars, but a musket seems like a terrible way to do it.
It had to be like two cars, because there's no way you're reloading a musket more than twice.
Maybe he's proficient.
Maybe. He was dressed in a pirate costume as well.
He's messing up his arrows, but okay.
Monroe County deputies said they also said Jamie Spearing wasn't using real ammo. Rather, it was black powder rounds. He played a costumed pirate as part of his profession at the time.
Living the part.
Yeah, a little too deeply.
Do you think when the cops came, he goes, "What are my rights?"
We're done here.
Florida man has had quite a tenured career.
And it's just going to keep growing.
Listen, Florida man, just keep it up. Like I said, he needs a comic book. Who can draw? Draw us this comic book. Freaks at a freak accident.com.
Even if you make just a slew of memes, we would love that. There was that one guy, Never Cam Dini.
Right.
Make us a comic book of memes of Florida man.
I'm totally down for that.
That'd be great.
Florida man, we salute you.
Florida man.
Up next, how to communicate in the digital age. Learn about it on a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome R. Kelly.
I'm fighting for my life! My career!
Then I peed on you.
What a pathetic piece of crap. Anyway, this is how to communicate in the digital age. 15 rules for doing so provided by USA Today.
And like I said earlier, it's kind of like back in the day when you shouldn't make calls after 8 p.m. or something like that. This is like advanced.
We've done stuff like this before where we've had to explain to people listening to this show, don't use emojis in professional emails, so on and so forth.
Not too long ago, yeah.
So this is the rules. We're just going to get right into them. Number one, it suggests don't randomly FaceTime people. If you want a video chat, shoot them a text first.
Absolutely. Because, well, although the person shouldn't accept it, but it puts them in an odd position.
I don't know what it says about me. Every time I hear the term FaceTime, I think of something else.
Yeah, that's because you're old, and I'm the same way.
And a pervert.
Yeah, well, that too. But but that's kind of like showing up at someone's house anymore.
Unannounced.
Yeah, because you're FaceTiming him, they have to show their picture if they want to answer it.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Yeah.
Like, or taking a poop.
Oh, that's like the best time to answer a FaceTime, though. Guess what I'm doing?
Yeah, the first picture they'd get would be something they did not want.
Exactly.
They would never unannounce FaceTime me again.
Is that what you can't leave. We have to see how this finishes now.
Yeah, it's a tale.
Number two, one word text like K.
Oh, that drives me nuts.
That gives such a rude connotation when someone does that.
It mentions K and LOL. It mentions that they're conversation killers. Don't respond with one-word replies unless you don't want to talk anymore.
You see, LOL is good for that. If you just want to, if it's constant text and neither of you know, you could kind of feel it out. You're like, no one knows how to end this. LOL. See ya.
I would argue like any one word response or every once in a while, a single one word response here and there is fine. But like when you're trying to text someone and they just keep giving you one word,
especially
it's like, am I bothering you? Like, is there something wrong? Mickey?
What?
No, especially K. I think that one just has such a don't bother me type of tone to it.
Yeah, kind of.
And almost like, I don't care, just leave me alone.
Or I'm super busy, okay, I'm just gonna, you know, just don't answer it.
I mean, this could be my anxiety just overreading things, but that's what I get every time I see that. I'm like, eh.
I'm like, Mickey, just ignore people.
Yeah.
No, like, if I just send you a message about something, I don't need the K reply. I figure you got the text message, we're good.
Yeah.
Number three is, if someone you know comments on a photo or video you posted, you should respond. Not necessarily a written response, but a like or a love is okay.
I agree.
Yeah.
If you reply to someone's thing, or someone replies to yours, it's just the, even when they say, like, happy birthday on your Facebook, you don't have to reply to everyone, but as long as you like it at least, that shows acknowledgement.
It says, don't switch to a different form of communication mid-conversation stream. So in other words, if somebody emails you, respond via email, don't text. If they text, don't email.
Yeah, that makes it way too confusing. Unless something's crashed, and then it's a whole different story.
Right, yeah.
Well, because there's no streamlined conversation then. You don't know what was said before that or after that, so you look back at it and you're like, what is this?
Yeah. Somebody calls and says, listen, I just sent you an email. Once you read it, text me and let me know that you got it.
Yeah.
Well, that would be a really confusing way to do
what's
things.
What's happening?
Wasn't that part of the etiquette rule that we read off a couple months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like your own posts.
Oh, that drives me nuts.
That is a little...
Enough people still do that that I question whether or not, like, people... whether
need
or not,
an ego boost?
Well, no, I was going to say whether or not anyone is worthy of the right to vote, because you people have no clue what you're doing.
Especially when you're not someone that gets a lot of likes or something like that,
yeah.
And you could see the name pop, like, you just see it right from the beginning, who liked it, you're like... That's sad.
Yeah.
Don't ask for likes, comments, or shares. Do you agree? Disagree? Email us. freaks@freakaccident.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, we're not going to agree with that one just because we want that.
Number seven. Don't take hours to return a text unless there's a good reason for it.
Yeah, like I like my own time or I'm sleeping.
Or I'm busy.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they mean, but... If you're usually people that know you will text you when they know you're
right.
Free. Even if you're busy at the moment, go, hey, I'll get right back to you.
Right.
Just something to acknowledge that you've, especially if I think the Apple product says when you've read it.
That's
right. They do.
That's terrible then.
Apple does that. Plus, like, I think a lot of the newer messaging apps do. Like, I know, for instance, Google Hangouts, your little icon drops below the message mm-hmm. when you view it. And then, like, when there's no response, it's like, you SOB, I know you saw this.
Yeah, and I know you have time to at least write, all right, or something, K.
Yeah, because now...
No, because I forget most of the time. I saw your text earlier today. I totally acknowledged it. I was like, okay, we're doing this at 7, got it. And then I had to do, like, 6 other things. And by the time I was driving here, I was like, I never replied to that message. I hope nothing changed.
Meanwhile, Lazy E and I are sitting there just festering in our anger. Just text back, what are you thinking? Please! Share your thoughts! And don't forget to follow us on Instagram!
And share this story with your friends.
Yeah. If someone doesn't text back right away, settle down. Doesn't that contradict the very last frigging one?
Well, no, they're saying on the other side of things, just to kind of play both, like, devil's advocate on it, I think.
No, absolutely not.
Although,
I demand immediate gratification.
Although, they said in a texting thing we talked about, it was something with texting or phones, that if you don't get a response, if you send a second message, like, right afterwards, the likelihood of them responding is, like, 90%.
Hmm. Interesting.
Because they hear it twice, and they're like, oh, crap.
You ever talk to somebody via text, though, when, like, they'll send you 4 or 5 texts in a row? Because rather than just waiting for their thoughts to catch up to their fingers and consolidate into, like, one text message that's 4 or 5 sentences long, they'll send one sentence and then one word and then another sentence and then another sentence and then another sentence. It's like, listen, wait 2 minutes. All of these thoughts will catch up and then you can send one text.
Yeah.
And then I can respond to the one. Rather than I'm sitting at work and my phone's going, It's like, what?
I'm going to do that to him tomorrow.
I dealt with it all week.
I'm just going
to
be like,
I've been trying to train my mother not to do it for a very long time. She's gotten better.
Oh, my mom does that too.
It was your mom. It wasn't the guy who doesn't know how to do anything.
Oh, well, yeah, that guy that was on the phone two weeks ago. Oh.
Wait, I don't understand. I have to click clear what?
Wait, you just told me, and I'm looking at the screen.
Say it again, but slower and for stupider people.
Can you tell me faster than the drool hits the desk?
If someone asks you multiple questions via text, address all of them. Don't just reply to one part of the message. Okay, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Oh, if you have time to post on Snapchat or Instagram, you have time to return a text. So don't get caught doing that crap.
Nope, was not.
I've caught somebody doing that. Mm-hmm. It's like you texted them and then you see, like, not saying it was immediately after, but you just happen to scroll through Facebook. You didn't get a response, but yet you see a post by them and you're like,
yeah, checked in at Dunkin' Donuts. It's like, you piece of garbage.
And I know you're doing it on your phone. Obviously.
Or your smartwatch.
Oh. I don't text people with smartwatches.
Or your smart fridge.
Yeah, they have those now.
Yeah, you use your phone to call your fridge to check you in at Dunkin' Donuts. And also remind me to pick up eggs later.
That would be useful, though.
Right? You don't have to leave a voice message. Everyone has caller ID, so you can stop leaving messages like, hey, it's me, just calling to check in. You know, that's one thing. Like, if you have a message to relay that, like, needs to get to me immediately, that's one thing. You know what I mean? You're going to leave the voicemail, say, hey, listen, make sure you do this thing, or, like, you know, this guy called, you know, make sure you touch base with him or whatever the case might be, or, like, you know.
I don't know. Like, I fight that with the fact that I would text somebody if it was an immediate thing.
Well, in my case, like, okay, for instance, you know, me being a realtor, I have a client who calls and says,
okay,
hey, I just saw 123 Main Street, you know, it was for sale. Can you send me, like, some information on it? I'd appreciate it. Thanks. Bye. Done. I listen to that message, and it goes right out. I don't have to waste time making the call, checking back with them again. You know,
that's different because
that's a business. There is a point to it.
Yeah.
But just saying, hey, it's me. Call me back. I already saw that you called. Like, I'm going to call you back.
Here's the thing. This is why, because in my job, I don't get that. I don't set up an answering thing on my phone. They have to text me or they have to call me, and I don't have to bother with it.
Here's a thought, though. I like the ones that do leave me a message because a lot of my friends butt dial me. Then I got to call them back if they didn't leave me a message. Or I get the super long. Anytime I hear that a message is like 3 or 5 minutes long, I'm like, somebody butt dialed me.
Yeah.
And it left a message.
I'm just going to leave. I'm going to call Mickey up and I'm just going to let it down. And I'm just going to start like singing songs and stuff like that.
Would not be the first time it's happened.
Next time the mega colon takes a trip to the bathroom, just accidentally butt dial Mickey.
Or just leave her a message with a fart.
A literal butt call.
Yeah.
My butt wanted to say hi.
Sorry, a butt dial.
Don't go on Facebook and post a bunch of cheesy quotes or memes back to back to back to back to back.
Don't do it at all.
I have a friend. One of my best friends does that, actually. Admittedly, some of the stuff he shares is really funny, but he'll then post how, like, Facebook will actually suspend his ability to post for a couple hours because he's just like, nah, 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 nah. He's like a Gatling gun on my timeline.
I hate those people that put the songs or something, because what they want you to do is think there's a cryptic meaning behind it, and they want you to go, what's wrong? It's like, I don't fall for it. I will not.
Have we not learned that Facebook is a cesspool of negativity and everybody's looking to be paid attention to?
I saw somebody share something on Facebook recently. It was a meme, though. It was a card. It was like a sympathy card or something. It says, I noticed you've been sharing a lot of song lyrics online. Are you doing okay?
But by the way, make sure to visit the kings of the cesspool, us on Facebook.
That's right. It is perfectly acceptable to just text happy birthday now. I do that.
Yeah.
When wasn't it?
No, there's people that said, well, you should give them a call. But the thing is,
yeah, boomers, and you can't trust boomers, as we've established.
I know my friends. They don't answer the phone.
Right.
Happy birthday's fine. And then I leave them one on Facebook that's funny. If it's a good friend, I leave them a funny, like, oh, there's a meme. Woo.
If it's a really good friend, you get a textbook.
A textbook?
You get a text. a Facebook post, a Facebook message, a phone call, and then a kiss on the lips in person later that night.
That was earlier this year. With
yeah.
Mickey.
My 30th, my 30th birthday was great.
Yeah, Mickey.
No.
Kiss when it's your birthday.
No, you were horrified at your birthday.
It was amazing. Number 14. Don't start so many group chats via text. Matter of fact, don't start any group chats via text.
Yeah, please don't do that ever.
I had one yesterday when I went to see SmackDown Live.
I'm sorry.
There was one for that. There's my regular one with my friends. Then there was one built for I don't even know what. And they all started going off at once. And I was just sitting there going, oh, my God. Like, I thought my phone was ringing.
Yeah.
That's how much it was buzzing in my pants.
Oh. You're keeping that. We have to keep that.
Yep. Yep.
And last, try not to deliver bad news through text or social media.
Yeah, that's
probably one thing where you should probably call, or even better yet, deliver in person. Because if it's really bad, that person might need, like, a hug. Yeah. After you tell them.
And you know
like
what?
Immediately.
Do you know what? To just add on to that, if you hear someone died, don't immediately put it up on Facebook. Give the family time to figure it out first. Because that's really rude.
Yeah.
That they have to find out that way. And I know someone we worked with, Crisco, did that all the time. And I don't want to call him out, but you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Immediately after he figured something out. Boom, on Facebook. It's like, you know, right below the one I still remember said, the one person goes, that's my cousin. What happened? And I'm
oh, my God, no.
Like, that's awful.
Yeah.
Did you? Because that's totally selfish. There's no reason you need to post that other than you want to get likes.
Yep.
Yeah. That just made me think of something really quick, and I'm just going to share this funny story. There was this person I was friends with on Facebook. She was really dumb. And my dad...
Mickey's right here.
My dad has the same name as I do. Like, I'm a legitimate junior, right?
Yeah.
So the one day, for
that's
some
your,
reason...
That's your new rap name.
Legitimate junior. So for some reason, this lady, I think because she thought, even though, like, my dad's Facebook has a picture of him and not me, she thought it was me. And ended up being friends with him somehow, even though, like, she doesn't know him at all. So, like, his wife's father passed away, my stepmom's dad. And, you know, my dad posted something about how, oh, you know, my father-in-law was a great man, you know, and I'm going to miss him terribly and everything else. And then she comments on his post thinking that it was Hello Nurse's dad who passed away because she thought my dad was me. And then my dad had to explain to her why she was an idiot.
You need to unlike my page now.
Yeah, you need to please go away and never come back. And stop eating rocks because I'm sure you do that too.
Send them out to the desert.
Oh, yeah, desert to eat the rocks.
Yeah. So take these for what it's worth. Yeah, the desert. Ah, the desert.
Jeez, the light bulb just came on.
Desert rocks.
Woo! Yeah.
That's last week's episode. Go to a podcast section of freakaction.com.
Yeah, find a bearded dragon lizard and beat yourself to death with it.
Oh.
So use those tips to communicate better. Or don't. I don't really care either way. Up next, could we beat up somebody with our name who's famous? We'll ask you. And we'll share our own thoughts here on the podcast.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
Get your gloves ready. We going to fight.
So this was a topic on Twitter, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. It was a trending topic.
Yeah, it became such a fun bar conversation.
Yeah. And so the general gist of it is very simple. There's got to be somebody famous who shares your name.
And we want to know the most famous.
Do you think you could beat them up?
It's so stupid, but this is like, you're hanging out with your buddies. What do you talk about? This kind of stuff.
Now, with the exception of like Mickey Mouse, who's a cartoon and technically not real, So theoretically, Mickey could just tear up the film reel that he exists on, and
that's
look,
true.
I
but there are people that have my actual spelling.
Okay,
that's what I was just looking at because I couldn't remember.
Who are you?
I looked it up before, then I forgot. Mickey Moore. He's a basketball player.
Okay,
from North Carolina.
All right,
and still alive, and definitely I would not be able to beat him up.
Why is that? Why do you think not?
Way larger than I am.
You just sweep the leg. You've got the advantage.
Yeah, I don't think so.
She doesn't have the coordination.
Yeah, yeah. Two left feet going down.
Wait. Didn't you do roller derby?
Yeah.
She didn't say she was good at roller derby.
Fair enough.
Guess that's what? I played baseball. I wasn't good.
All right. So that's one Mickey. Are there any others, though?
There were a list.
Well,
let's
there
see
were.
Here. There was.
This one's dead. I could beat them up. Yeah.
Actually, no. Most of them are still alive, surprisingly.
Hey.
There's Mickey O.C. Burko, who's a Ghanaian-born actor. They're all guys. Like, I love how it states that Mickey is a female name.
Right.
But these are all guys. then we have Mickey Padilla, who is an American actress. So wait a minute. Hold on. That's a female.
I was going to say Mickey Rourke, but that's a different spelling.
Yeah, he's spelled differently.
He'd snap your neck, though.
She's Denver, but doesn't say what the hell she was in.
Oh, you could probably take her, though, then, right?
Yeah, easily.
There you go.
There's a picture.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let me see him. Or her.
Her.
That's a her.
Yeah, I'm just take her. Chair shot right to the skull. Out in one blow. All right, what about you, E? You actually need to say what your actual name is first.
Okay, so Adam. So when we look at the Adams, the most famous ones, I mean, Adam West would have been an awesome one if he didn't die 2 years ago, but I still could have taken him. He's not really Batman.
He was Batman!
He was a TV character.
I watched him beat up many a thug on that show.
Yeah, well.
I think he would have given you a run for your money.
He would have said, WAP, I would have ducked under those letters, and then I would have been fine. If you're old enough, you get that reference. So we got Adam Levine. Absolutely. Those terrible tattoos does not make you tough.
Yeah, right.
You're lanky. I could take you. I could.
Did you see that Super Bowl halftime show? Come on.
Yeah, I could take him.
Easy.
We also have Adam Lambert. Adam Brody, no. He's a surfer dude. Well, he's not a surfer.
He's probably too stupid to understand what pain is, so you'd hit him and he'd be like, bro, what's happening?
This is an interesting one. I think it would be a good fight. Me and Adam Scott.
Okay.
Adam Scott.
He was like on Parks and Rec, right?
Look at the Adam Scott.
I don't know. Am I thinking of Adam McKay?
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, Adam Scott. You're thinking of the
guy. No, that's the guy.
Yeah, okay. So I think it would be a good bout because we're built
kind of the same.
Like, I think height-wise, we're not too far from each other. So, I think that would be... Then the next two are dead. So, I'm good here. Next three, because Adam West is right next to him. Adam Ant, dead. Adam Yauch from the Beastie Boys, dead. So, you know, they're all dying. I'm trying to see if there's any really other... Wow. Really? There was two Beastie Boys named Adam? Huh.
How unoriginal.
I know. Wow, that's kind of amazing. No. he's from the streets. I can't do it.
Right, yeah.
I can't do it. And Adam Goldberg, the guy who made the Goldbergs, the TV show?
Ah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Look at as his life was.
Right.
I did not say words.
Look at as his life was.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, Adam Gontier from formerly of 3 Days Grace. Nope. I heard the anger in those songs. Not going to mess with it.
He's felt so much pain that he's got some despair, and he's going to take it out on you.
He'll put that 1X on my forehead.
So in my case, I actually know how to fight. I'm trained, so yeah. I think that gives me like an edge, you know, over some of these like Hollywood actor types who may look real nice, but like, can you actually throw a punch? I don't know. I know I can. But I don't know about, like, you know, Chris Pine, for instance.
I would think they would know how to, seeing as they have to exercise so much.
Here's the... What?
You know that they don't actually fight in movies, Mickey. right? They fake
it. No, I know they do, but I'm saying their exercise regimen, a lot of them do like boxing and karate and whatever else.
Just usually preparing for a role.
Not always.
I exercise too, though.
Here's the problem.
Yeah, look at that. Nothing to say.
There's the X factor with Chris Pine. He would look at you with those dreamy eyes. You'd get caught up in it. Down.
Plus, he's freaking Captain Kirk, so he would just, you know, give me that old school judo chop that he used on the Gorn and just take me out with that.
Pinch your neck and done.
Spock did that. That wasn't Kirk.
So sorry.
Wow. Chris Pine I could take. Chris Hemsworth?
No, you cannot.
He's Thor. He can lift that hammer. He'd probably give me a run for my money.
He's not just Thor. He lives Thor. The guy is built.
Yeah.
And he dealt with Miley Cyrus. He deals with Miley.
Wait, no, that was Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, then you can't beat up him because he deals with so much hell.
My name isn't Liam, it's Chris.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but he knows that.
By the way, yeah, my name's Chris. Did anybody not figure that out yet?
No.
No. Yeah, yeah, we figured that out. I didn't know till now, but...
so that Chris Pratt wouldn't want to because he's amazing.
And again, he would look at you with those dreamy eyes.
His dreamy eyes would just completely captivate me and I would be rendered powerless.
Yeah. And then he'd kiss you. And you'd die.
Of happiness.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
What other? There's a bunch of Chris's in Hollywood too.
But what
there?
Is the it's most like, famous?
That's the most famous is probably Chris Pratt. Like I said, he would easily best me because
of all time,
I would be blinded by his gorgeous face and wouldn't be able to.
I'm trying to think of all time though. Would he be the most famous of all time? Like putting Chris actors.
I'm gonna put famous Chris's.
Yeah, yeah. See if there's a more famous because really
or
the
Christopher. What about Christopher Walken?
Oh, I would cripple him. No, I would bust both of his
you
knees.
You would not, because he's so weird.
Chris Rock, yes, absolutely. Chris O'Donnell, yes, you were the less good Robin. Yeah, that's right. I actually rated Burt Ward higher than Chris O'Donnell.
But that's the thing. The whole question was the most famous. We went down right. A whole bunch of them. But, that's tough. I mean, it's a funny, though, conversation. To have.
Why isn't this list dropping down?
I don't know.
Because it doesn't like you.
We also have some on Facebook.
We do. We had some of our listeners weigh in on this topic of discussion.
Let's see if I'm still logged
in. Come on, give me more Chris's.
There's none more.
How many of these people's faces can I turn into paste?
I'm just trying. Well, Chris
Christopher
Cross.
Maloney, yes. Christopher Plummer, absolutely. Christopher Lee, he's dead. Chris Knopf, yeah, I could probably take him. Chris Tucker, absolutely. What's he done?
Made a lot of money.
Chris Farley, dead. So, yeah, easy.
Yeah, he's bones now.
Kick over his tombstone. I don't know. The most famous, though, the number one on the list is Chris Pratt.
Okay.
So, and I mean, if we're going, journey. And Chris Pine is second. Chris Pine I could definitely take. Chris Pratt... Probably, like I said, I wouldn't want to. I'd be blinded by his beautiful face, and then I would just crumble. So yeah. He could take me easily.
Absolutely.
He would beat the crap out of me, and I wouldn't stop him. Yeah. Because it would that whole time I would be close to him, and that's all that I would want. So. Yeah, he could take me, for sure.
So let's check out our Facebook.
Yes.
All right. So first one we have is from Nancy. She goes, my first thought was Nancy Reagan. But since she's deceased, I choose Nancy Pelosi. I figured since she's almost 79 years old, I would have a fighting chance.
Yeah, fair enough.
Did you see the hate in her eyes when she was looking at Trump?
Yeah, yeah. She has the hate of a thousand suns.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I was going to say, she might be able to smack you down with words.
Yeah, she's like old, like bent steel is what she is.
I love this one. Cobbler. The loyal listener, his name's Brandon, and he goes, wide receiver Brandon Marshall. Nope, not going to happen. We also have Kathy Donnelly, who says, Kathy Griffin, F yeah.
Yeah. So,
it doesn't just sound like she can, she wants to.
Yeah.
We have Scully. We actually have Scully.
Whose first name is Kelly.
This is Kelly. She goes for Kelly Clarkson. And yes, she could take her. You want to end out the last two?
Yeah, sure. Ross says Ross Perot. Absolutely. Hell, I don't even know if he's still alive.
That's a good question.
I don't know if Ross Perot is alive.
You do the next
one.
I'm looking him up.
Okay. And then Mariah says, Mariah Carey, abso-bleepin-lutely, stuck-up biatch.
Woo!
Looks like Ross Perot is still alive.
So you could take him, Ross. You could end him.
But he has the money to end you.
He's a politician. Well, so yeah.
That's what I was just going to say. What other things do you want me to explain?
He could get El Chapo to sick hitman after you. Because as we know, all of the people in our government are working for El Chapo.
Yep.
Yeah. That's how they get their tax
money. And his alligator sidekick, El Chompo.
Chompo.
So, you can still weigh in. You know, I got no problem revisiting this on a future
love
show.
It.
Freaks at a freakaccident.com. Famous person with your name.
Yeah, look us up on Facebook.
Yeah. Up next, we are going into the most common lies we tell and the top five ways to spot a liar.
We're a good show.
That's right. Did they believe us?
Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
Everybody lies some point or another.
Little side project. Henry Rollins is a very scary man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just listen to that. I'll tear your mind out? That doesn't even make sense.
No. Anyway, this is from SWNS, which is quickly becoming our favorite website. I had never heard of this website before. All of a sudden, like the last four or five episodes, we've had a story from them every single time.
Here's what happens. You know, I bookmark it once we find a story, and then I'm like,
let's check it
good
again.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you guys doing our legwork for us.
You.
Compiling this crap. So this is top signs, their top five tips to spot a liar, and then the top 20 most common lies that people tell.
Fantastic.
You want to start with the most common lies first?
Well, yeah, because then we could teach them how to spot these people.
All right, so the top most common lies told, and we'll start at 20 and work our way up to 1. So 20 is the job you do. People lie about what job they have.
Yeah.
Why?
Apparently.
Job interview.
I'm an astronaut.
No, they do it at job interviews. Because who's going to check?
This is true.
The person hiring you is probably going to do it.
They do not.
I mean, I guess it depends on where you're working or where you're going to get a job. But
I mean, if you go get a job at, like, I don't know, Wegmans or like a grocery store, you could lie about whatever you want.
Or the guys out at the bar.
Yeah.
The girls out at the bar.
Up next is how much you earn.
Dating sites.
Yeah.
Which
is that or even in a job interview. Like, you know, what's your salary expectation?
Lots.
$100,000 a year.
How much did you make? How much do you think I made?
How much do you think I think I made?
And then you walk out the door sad.
I'll expect your call. Number 18 is that you like your partner's outfit.
Of course you have to say that.
No.
Yeah, you just straight up tell murderer he looks terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why he cries so
every,
much.
Like, once a week, I question something. Because he's a large man, and like not everything fits him correctly. I mean,
you remember when we said that she called him fat and she denied it? Proof.
That's not fat. Large is the fact that he is tall.
Call someone large when
he is tall. He is a Nephilim. That is a tall dude.
A Nephilim?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
Look it up.
Is that a D&D thing?
No, it's not. That's a Bible thing, actually.
Oh, yeah.
The Nephilim were like giants.
I just assumed you came up with another name for Snuffle.
Maybe I just did. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a tall dude, though. Big guy.
And things do not always
fit
him.
He has to duck to go through doors. It's a struggle.
Yeah.
So up next is, where was I? That you'll call someone right back.
This is why you go by the first list, just don't call people.
Right, yeah, just ignore them. They'll deal with it. How that scratch got on your car.
Insurance purposes.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sideswiped a guide rail as opposed to some idiot opened his door really, like, all the way along the side of my car.
So this happened long enough that I don't think it would be a legal problem anymore.
Oh, jeez.
My buddy Neil, we went to Florida. Well, not to Florida. We went to New York.
Yeah, and Florida is not New York.
He used to live in Florida, and that's the first thing that popped in my head. So we were in New York. It was our first time there. And he's getting...
Wait, is Neil Florida man?
No. No, oh my God, he is. No, but... So he's driving, and he's getting frustrated, and he goes, screw it. I'm going to drive New York style. Does a U-turn and hits right into a cab. Like, literally, it could not have happened in a better way. Like, it was like, I'm driving New York.
I'm going to drive New York style. Immediately gets into an accident. It goes like
this. Boom. And then so... There was no damage on the cab, but there was damage on his car, so he told insurance, you know, somebody swiped my car.
It was a large squirrel. I don't know from whence he came or where he went.
Those damn pigeons are bigger.
number 15 is that you're not expecting and or don't want a gift. Of course you do when you say
That is... That's trying to be...
Oh, like, you don't have to get me anything.
Wink, 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 wink.
Yeah, except when I say it, nobody listens to me.
Wait, do you actually not want something?
Correct.
Oh.
You forget I don't celebrate anything.
Mickey already has all she needs in life, apparently.
Yeah, a person to pick on nonstop and make him cry.
When you lost your virginity...
I wish I could lie about that.
That you'll be back home on time.
Oh, that's a big
all
one.
All the time.
Calling into work and saying that you're sick.
Nope.
Another one.
I've never done that. School used to be constantly. I hated school.
Yeah. That you're not hungry. I am hungry.
We just had that conversation.
Yeah, I got the hungry burps.
I think that's more so when you're at somebody's house and they're offering something.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not hungry.
I want your food.
Meanwhile, you're like, God, I need a taco. How many partners you've had?
Again, dating.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Why does it matter?
But the thing is, I would never want to know.
Yeah, there's that too.
Like,
yeah,
that's just gross.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, I think, why does it matter? Because people are worried about, like, exposure. Because, like, you know.
If you didn't do anything wrong in your last relationship, why would it matter?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about exposure to,
potential. If you're not taking care of yourself, why would it matter?
Potential ick.
I hate to play stereotype, but usually you can tell the girl you need to ask.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, when I met Proofreader, I knew I didn't have to go to her and go, hey, just to make sure, do you have AIDS?
Jeez. Lying about your age? Why? What does that accomplish?
And the thing is, like, that eventually will be debunked.
I demand your senior discount.
I'm 5.
That you've done the housework, that you're not drunk.
I've been down that road.
Why you were late for work, saying you're on your way when you've not left yet.
Been there.
That you were stuck in traffic when you weren't, that you're busy, that you liked a gift you received, but actually didn't.
But that's a nice lie.
And finally, number one, that everything's fine.
Oh.
It's never fine. We're all deep, dark, tortured people. Now, though, those are a lot of lies. People tell. I'm a liar. Remix.
Henry Rollins has hiccups.
Right, yeah. Waiting for R. Kelly to cut in.
No.
I'm fighting for my life!
I'm fighting for it!
Let's see. The top 5 tips to spot a liar. Number 5, the liar may well self-soothe to calm themselves by repeatedly touching their face or rubbing their forehead.
I do that all the time.
There he goes in the...
Yeah.
I don't.
She did the Kevin McAllister thing.
I don't know who I'm lying. I'm telling you the truth.
The liar may sit with their back half turned toward the person they're lying to.
Because they don't want to make contact.
We like you, Mickey.
Yeah, sure.
See, I just talk to people like this because I think it makes me look brooding. And
no.
Like,
this is my good side.
Yeah, the back
end. You have one of those?
In the right light, yes.
Okay.
The right light is no light at all.
I need to go to Alaska when it's like 6 months of darkness. That's when I'm at my peak.
Oh, dude, you would be in such high demand out there. The liar may cross their legs so that their top leg blocks the person they're lying to.
I did not know that.
Huh?
I mean, why not just kick them in the face and run then at that point?
This is one of those, it's not because of that, but it's sometimes our bodies have ticks.
Right, your feet face
I get
the
what
person
you're saying.
That you...
So, like, you basically, it's almost like that same thing, like turning away, sort of. Like, you're pulling part of yourself away from the person. It's like a drawing back
kind of thing. I don't want to mention. I'll wait to see if it's on there, but there's something similar.
The liar may lean away from the person they're lying to.
Mm-hmm. Or if you have bad breath, that might be a thing.
Yep.
And they may slouch and shrink to make themselves smaller. I was like, it's all about like leaning away, hiding, you know what I mean? Kind of blending in, not drawing attention to yourself.
Another one is looking up. If they're telling you while going like this, like, I guess it's avoiding eye contact, but specifically, I think it was looking up. They're usually lying.
Sure.
Either that or there's a fly buzzing around, which happens in here a lot.
Or are you lying? Because you're looking up right now.
That's the end of the show. Don't lie. Or we'll catch you.
we shall find you.
That's right. We got to bump the April Fool's thing, the long con.
We got time.
We do got time.
We have to do it next week, though, because they're long cons.
Okay, so we'll have that for you next week on the show. Also next week on the show, 7 TV shows that were canceled after a cliffhanger ending that you'll never get the answers to.
That makes me sick.
Infuriating, right?
that just, I'm actually angry for this segment.
Dude, right, so we'll talk about that, and we'll have this other thing next week on the show. We hope you'll be back for it. If you enjoyed this show, you can visit our website. It's afreakaccident.com. There you can click podcast and find the archive of every show we've ever done. So, get listening.
Yeah.
You can click connect and find us on social media where you can come and interact all the time and interact with other members of the community as well. And you can also subscribe to us on any service that provides podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or any of the others, including Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, or wherever you can subscribe. That way you'll automatically get us delivered to you each week. And make sure to leave us a good review as well so that we can look better.
Scratch your back. We scratch mine.
Yeah.
I just said, I basically know what you meant. We're not scratching their back at all.
Just leave us good reviews to help lift us out of the cesspool that is the rest of the internet.
You scratch our back, we'll scratch yours. There, I got it right this time.
Well done, buddy.
I just wanted everybody to scratch my back.
And the email, again, for anything at all, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. So come back next week, and we will catch you then. Thanks for listening. Bye. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey. Oh, and we're reminding you.
You need some reminding. You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.